This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 10th. God's word to you today is, what will it be? Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 6 verse 8 from the King James Version, and it says, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." Imagine being home alone with your father, and both of you are sitting in the living room watching TV. Then your father turns to you and says, "I need water. Who is going to get water for me?" What do you think he is saying? God is saying the same thing to you today. He's speaking over the destiny that he has called you to fulfill. Who will go for us? Who is going to fulfill this destiny? For some of us, one of the things God has lined up for you is to write a book. God is saying to you, who shall I send? Who will go for us? In order for prophecies to be fulfilled, prophecies have to survive crossroads. In other words, if Jesus did not answer the call, who will go for us? That prophecy would not have been fulfilled. There are prophecies that have been spoken over your life, and it is the decisions you make at the crossroads that will determine whether you will fulfill these prophecies or not. Remember King Saul. God's prophecy over Saul was that he will rule over God's people and not that his reign will be cut short. Please read 1 Samuel 13 and 15. But Saul took a turn at the crossroad, and God said, "I changed my mind. I said I will make you king over my people, but because of this turn you have taken, that prophecy will not come to pass." This is paraphrased. There are turns you can take that can affect the fulfillment of prophecy. I pray that you will not take the turns that will negatively affect the fulfillment of prophecy in your life, in Jesus' name. Who shall go for us? Who shall we send? Jesus could have chosen not to answer this question. Think about this. If Jesus did not answer, where will we be today? There are people that it has pleased God to connect to you. The question to you today is, if you do not answer the call of God on your life and throw yourself into it, what will happen to them? Jesus was presented with the choice to go the way of the world when Satan took him to the wilderness to tempt him and said, "Bow to me and I will deliver to you the kingdoms of this world." Jesus was tempted. You are not tempted if something is not tempting. A temptation is a temptation because it is tempting, alluring, it draws you. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in every way, but he did not sin. That tells us that when Jesus was tempted to take the way of the world, he was actually tempted, but he did not take that turn. There are people depending on you, the destinies of your children, of generations yet to come, not to take the way of self or the way of the world. Let us pray. Jesus, because my life is hid in you, I will fulfill every prophecy God has spoken over my life by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.